We welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, we begin the Nick Foles portion of this 2017 season. Let's talk about Nick and really provide a scouting report on what fans can look forward to with Nick running this offense.
Well, number one, you know, veteran player, obviously a guy that I have history with. I was part of the Eagles when we drafted him a few years back, and really loved everything about his game coming out of college. And you know, once you get him into your building, you understand the type of player you got. And smart guy, very, you know, I want to say athletic, but he's got a really big arm, smart, makes good decisions. Really, really not going to put you in harm's way, you know, but at the same time, you know, what you saw at the end of the game, you see that resiliency, you see the toughness. He took a couple shots in that game. He stood in there. He made a big third down and eight to Nelson for a conversion and helped us win that football game. So I'm excited, you know. Got to be excited, obviously. It's sort of bittersweet. Sure. We're sitting here at 11-2 and everything. Listen, it's hard to replace the guys that are injured right now, but we've always had the next man up mentality, and it's no different even at the quarterback position.
Doug, it was impressive to see, as you mentioned, Nick come in on Sunday and go 6 of 10, the third and eight completion to Nelson. How many reps had he taken with the starters? I mean, during the season.
Let's go all season.
Yeah.
Let's go all season. You got to think it's been even a while because he had the injury, you know, in training camp where he missed a lot of time, even in training camp taking reps. So it's been a while. And that's what you love about your backup quarterback, and I love about Nick Foles is how he prepares and how he, you know, he gets the mental reps. Now he is running the service teams during the week, and he's getting a lot of throws and you know doing things right there as well. And so, you know, for him to come in and do the things, I mean, there's such a calming presence with him. His whole demeanor is all about being calm and really nobody batted an eye, Sunday afternoon, when Carson, we got word that Carson might not return to the field. We just, it was business as usual. And that's what we're getting in Nick Foles.
For what Nick has gone through in his career to come to Philadelphia, all of a sudden in 2013, he's 27-2. He's a co-MVP in the Pro Bowl. And then to have that kind of taken away from him and then to come back, how do you think that's helped him to be in this situation?
I think it's really matured him. I really think it's given him a little bit better perspective on playing the quarterback position and what he wants to get out of playing, you know, and being a player in this league. And gives him a lot of confidence going forward. I know you learn from past experiences, and it just makes you probably, I would say, probably more mentally tough in these situations. And I was really excited when we were able to sign him, you know, way back in the spring, and get him back here and to be Carson's backup. You never know when you're going to need your backup. Hopefully you don't have to use him, but now. Like I said, I'm comfortable, I'm confident, and I'm excited for Nick Foles and leading this team.
As important as it is for Nick to play well, it's also important for the surrounding cast of players, offensive, defensive, special teams, the coaching staff. What does this do now to everybody? And I know it's a difficult situation, a galvanizing kind of moment for this football team?
It's got to be. You don't get to 11-2. You know, without a lot of hard work and preparation and a lot of special guys. And obviously Carson has been one of those special guys for us, having an MVP season, obviously. I believe it was a franchise record in touchdown passes. And, you know, the things he's done this year, it's just hard to replace that. And he was having a great season. But moments like these now, especially this time of the season, I'm going to go back and I'm going to learn from the Raiders' experience when they lose Derek Carr. And what they did, and I'm gonna learn from that experience, even though I wasn't there, but from afar, and say, guys, this is, you know, we're going full steam ahead, and the coaches, we gotta coach a little bit better. It's not about yelling and screaming and making practices harder, but it's about paying attention to detail, you know, fine tuning your job, making sure you've got everything covered with all your players. This is a great time now and a great moment for this team to really now to make another run. like we did earlier in the season, because now really you're playing for a lot of, the stakes are a little bit bigger now, a little bit higher. So, yeah, this is a great opportunity for our football team.
New York Giants win the Super Bowl. Phil Simms goes down. Hosteller comes in. 2002, Donovan goes down. Coy Detmer goes down. A.J. Feely maintains that number one seed. Go to the NFC Championship game. 2006, Garcia comes in for Donovan. Eagles rally, make it to the playoffs. So it's certainly very capable, very possible. And Nick is a veteran quarterback. How much of a priority in the offseason, Doug, was it to get Nick in here?
It was huge. We knew we probably weren't going to be able to keep Chase, obviously, and we were, you know, would have been comfortable with him. But to know that Nick was out there and to get him back over here, somebody that I, again, had that relationship with and I was a part of working him out when he was in college and saying, hey, I like this guy. So I feel a little bit of responsibility there as well. So it was huge for us, you know, to have that veteran quarterback, to have a guy that's played games in this league. Moving forward, obviously, real comfortable and confident in getting him ready to go.
By the way, congratulations for winning the NFC East and getting back to the playoffs.
We forgot about
that. Yeah, congratulations on that. I know a lot more to go here, right?
A lot more to go. I said, that's just one box we're going to check. It's a goal of ours when we open up training camp is to win the NFC East. But now you're trying to get that playoff, that bye, and hopefully, home field throughout. So maybe the Rams was our last plane ride for a while, and we'll see. But it's one game at a time, nothing bigger than the New York Giants this week.
Great. Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa.